This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and gosh, I can't believe it's already the middle of the week. Here we are on Wednesday again. It seems like every time I turn around, there's always the Wednesday, and I'm so thrilled because I love doing a podcast, and I love being able to connect with each and every one of you. We have thousands upon thousands of listeners all across the globe, and I'm so honored and privileged to know that you guys are all joining with me today. And I'm excited because today I want to talk to you guys about basically the power to create. And a lot of times people ask me, you know, you tend to focus a lot on creating and attracting and everything else. I said, exactly. I said, because, you know, what else is there in life? And I want you to think about that for a moment. What else is there in life than to create and to attract? Because if you really stop to think about it, folks, I mean, we live in a world that is attractive, magnetism. In other words, everything around us really is our magnets. Everything around us is metal. Everything around us tends to want to be drawn to itself. And once again, as always, we always pull in that quantum physics, you know, mentality. We always understand that there is a law of attraction that is in the universe that God created to and given to us. I remember the other day speaking with my mother, and she's a powerful woman of God. I love her dearly. And she was asking me the question, you know, she said, so what do you think universal spiritual laws are? Like, in other words, what do you mean when you say that? And here's how we begin to really dive into that situation of understanding spiritual laws or universal laws or kingdom laws, because they're all the same thing. No matter what you put a tag to it, it's laws that God has set into motion, right? So spiritual laws, kingdom laws, universal laws, hey, it doesn't matter. Whatever shoe fits it for you, I want you to put that on today. So when we deal with universal laws, we're dealing with the understanding that this whole universe is an attractive universe. Now, I'm not saying attractive like, oh man, she's attractive or he's attractive, but we're talking about the attractiveness as far as attraction, because this universe is an attractive universe. And that means that like does attract like. And that's, think about it, that's how everything in creation really, that's how it revolves. It revolves and evolves into this situation where whatever a thing is, and whatever a thing is thinking, whatever a thing it tends to put out there, it begins to pull the same thing to it. And the reason why, because if you think about it from a point of view, of a scientific point of view, we have to remember that if not, everything would stay stagnant, right? Think about that for a moment. Okay, so let's go back to basic 101 of science. So we know everything is energy slowed down into matter, correct? And if we know that energy is synonymous with light, then we get that, right? So if everything's energy, that means everything is energetic. Energetic. So everything is constantly flowing. Everything is constantly at a pace where it's moving. Okay? And so because of that, think about it. The earth rotates. So the earth is constantly moving. If the earth quit rotating and constantly moving because it's energy, we would all die. Think about it. We would all just die. We'd cease to exist. So when you look at the universe, you think everything is energy. Everything's got to be flowing. That's how we're able to understand the universe is constantly growing at every millisecond that, you know, we live and breathe. And then we think about how the earth rotates and how the earth evolves and how, you know, rivers are energy and they constantly flow, and trees and plants are constantly, you know, springing up or dying or seed beginning to be watered and it begins to grow. So everything that's energy, which everything is energy, then everything's in movement. And so think about it from this standpoint of view, without being too technical. So because of that, if energy is energetic, in other words, if energy is a constantly flowing, okay, and vibrating, that means that if everything stood still, so let's say, for example, if you can picture yourself, let's say if you're in your car right now, you're sitting down at your desk at your office, or, you know, you're at home, you're on the treadmill listening to me with your earbuds on or whatever, I want you to stop just for a moment and think. What if everything about you ceased to move? Think about that. Your heart ceased to move, you would die, right? Molecules, if they ceased to move, things would just fall apart. And yet energy, if energy itself stayed still and stagnant, which it can't, but if it did, imagine everything in the universe would literally fall apart. Now, what you think about it, it would literally just come undone, because everything that's energy is holding us together is in movement. And so because of that, if energy was to die or stay stagnant or still, literally everything would start coming apart. It would just, like, almost like the whole sci-fi movies, like things would just start, you know, the pieces and stuff would just start, you know, coming off of you, because energy can't do that. And so imagine if you stay still, your heart stayed still, which you would be dead, you know, your blood quit flowing, and everything that's truly in the molecular structure of energy, if you think about it, then everything that's not movable, that stopped moving, then nothing could live. I mean, plants, trees, I mean, literally everything in the universe would literally cease to live, and it would die, right? And so why do we think God's put into motion the law of attraction? Because we have the law of polarity. We have so many different laws in the universe that God's placed there, because everything's got to be in the right flow as energy to begin to pull, to begin to push, to begin to attract, to begin to expand, to begin to, you know, get smaller. I mean, whatever the case may be, everything is energetic. So because of that, on that level, then this is how good God is to us, that He puts in these laws that are not just biblical, but they're in every religion. I mean, think about that. There's not a religion that does not believe that basically what we call sowing and reaping, what Buddhists call karma, you know, other religions say, you know, as above, so below. I mean, no matter what the case may be, it's letting you know that whatever takes place, whatever you put out there, you know, you're gonna get back to you. I mean, you know, spirituality says, you know, oh, put it out in the universe and it comes back to you, you know, the way you put it out. Well, I mean, think about it. There's not a religion on earth who doesn't adapt to the understanding that everything is as a magnet being attracted to that of metal. Everything is that of attraction, attractiveness, and so as a man thinketh in his heart, he attracts it. As a man thinketh in his heart, he draws it to himself. Think about it that way. Think about it from the scripture point of view. If we say, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, he draws it to himself. Think about that, and then think about the idea of where it says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. So what is he doing? He's drawing people that are likened unto him. He's drawing people of that precious like faith. So there's an attraction here. And so if you think about it, if we had a brain, which thank God we do, if we have a brain, then we begin to think, you know, if I think bad things in my life and everybody's out to get me, what do you think I'm going to see? All I'm going to see are, watch out for that wreck. Oh, that guy over here in this car is going to, you know, going to hit you. Imagine this. How many of you, and I want you to put this to the test, okay? Put this to the test for a minute. How many of you have ridden maybe with an in-law or a mother or a father or a brother or sister or your spouse or kids? And let's say most kids, of course, not this way. They're pretty much, as you know, having a faith like a child. They don't really look out for you in a car. They're like playing with their toys, trying to crawl underneath the seat and everything else, right? But if you get anyone else that's an adult in your life to ride with you, and let's say, for example, they're the ones, you know what I mean? Like they are the ones. They're the ones that cannot be passenger, you know, passengers. They have to be in charge driving. Because the fact that if not, as you're driving and you're talking about what do you like to eat today, they're not focusing on what you want to eat today. They're focusing on looking around you as if they can truly, you know, do something about it. And you're driving just normal down the road. And I've had people in my life this way. And as I'm driving, they're looking around me. Oh, watch out for that car. Oh, wait, it looks like they're swerving. Oh, wait, you know, put your brakes on. That's because that person thinks from a very severe negative point of view. And if you see life in a negative way, you will attract life in a negative way. And your eyes will be drawn to all those little things. Now, does this mean we don't use wisdom? Wisdom is different from that. The Bible says that in Proverbs that wisdom cries out, which means wisdom has a voice. Maybe wisdom is energy too. Who knows, from God. But if you think about it, wisdom has a voice. So therefore we know wisdom is alive, obviously. It's got a voice to speak, right? Because it cries out. So if that's the case, then wisdom's going to cry out to let you know, hey, turn over here, by the way. Hey, you know, slow down a little bit. Wisdom doesn't always sit here and say, you better look around you. You better see the car beside you. Oh, who's driving it? Is it an old person? Watch out. They're probably too old to drive. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. It's a teenager. They're probably going to go too fast. Wisdom doesn't speak on a fear-based level. And that's what people don't realize. Wisdom doesn't speak on the level of, watch out, they're going to swerve. Wisdom speaks on the level of, hey, slow down a little bit. It's not going to speak of the fear factor. Think about it. True wisdom doesn't sit here and say, look out, this car is going to swerve beside you. That's fear-based. True wisdom that cries out says, hey, slow down a little bit. You know, well, why should I slow down? Well, I just said get this sensing from God. So maybe you should just slow down a little bit. And the car next to you that's swerving, you know what? If they swerve too much in your lane, then, oh, wow, that was a close call. But you know what? Hey, wisdom told me to slow down. So I slowed down and I bypassed them. So wisdom will never speak. And I want to say this to you very clearly. For all those who say, oh, but Jeremy, you got to use wisdom. You don't know what wisdom is. Wisdom never speaks from a fear-based level. Wisdom never speaks on, look out, watch out. Wisdom speaks on the opposite. For you to be in charge, for you to be creating and doing something that to where the danger around you or the fear around you of someone who's maybe drunk or whatever, if for example, if you're driving, to where those people or that person actually would do their thing, but you're doing your thing as well. So wisdom never extends it out to the fear and the danger of other people. Wisdom speaks to the level of you, of what you should be doing, to where that way, let the danger be dangerous. Think about that. Let your danger around you be dangerous. Let the fear around you be fearful. Because wisdom is not going to cross-pollinate with fear. And I want you to think about that for a moment. Wisdom's not going to cross-pollinate with fear, which means it's going to cross over. Wisdom's not going to cross-pollinate with the drunk man. No, wisdom's going to say, hey, I want you to turn left for a moment. I want you to slow down. Hey, I want you to go this route for a moment if you don't mind. Okay, why? I'll never know why, but I did anyway. Are you with me? That's what wisdom is. Wisdom never speaks out of fear. Wisdom never speaks about fear. Wisdom speaks about discernment, and this, a lot of this is setting you free. Wisdom speaks to you on the level of what you should be doing and be in charge of and be creating versus always looking out about everybody else and looking over their shoulder. That's not wisdom is for you, not for them. Wisdom is for you, not them. And that means if you're using wisdom, you're going to be protected. You're going to be safe because you're focusing on the good things. And wisdom, and think about it. Let me give you a great example. The Bible says to focus upon good things, good reports. You know, the Bible says to focus on things that are praiseworthy, honest, true. That's what we focus on. So why would wisdom turn around if it's likened unto that, because it comes from the same source, you know, the Word of God, then why would wisdom turn around and speak about the danger, or speak about or through fear? Well, God told me to think about things that are pure, praiseworthy, and of good report. Then why would wisdom speak on the opposite level of that? No, it doesn't. Are you with me? So wisdom speaks out of and measures up and lines up in the protocol of the Bible. So therefore, when it says, think about these things, wisdom will only be speaking out of those things. Wisdom speaks out of the good report. Hey, if you turn left over here, you'll get by the, you know, and you'll bypass some stuff you may never know, but turn here anyway and go use this route instead. And you may never know, but that's a good report. Wow. You might say, well, how is that a good report? Because you arrived where you needed to be safely. Are you with me? Why do you think a good report has to be always incorporated with the fear or the negative? Okay? Why do you think that? If fear speaks to you and says, hey, slow down, just slow down. Don't go so fast. When all of a sudden you might have a blowout, for example. Now, once again, we can say, yeah, that's a little negative. But the key thing it's saying is wisdom didn't focus on that. Wisdom focused on, hey, I need you to slow down. Wisdom's not going to speak to you and say, you're about to have a blowout. You know, because wisdom will never come from the opposite of what God tells you to think about. Now, I want you to think really good and hard of what I'm saying to each one of you today. Because wisdom will only think of and align out of good praises, good reports, and focuses on the good things. As all good things flow down from the Father of lights. And in Him there's no shadow of turning. So wisdom can only speak out of the good things that are flowing down. So wisdom is concerning you. Wisdom is discerning and concerning you. And through that, you know what? You'll be safe and sound. And so when you're dealing with the power to create, you're realizing that wisdom, now you know how wisdom talks to you. And wisdom talks to you that level, that way, because of the fact that when it does, you're still focusing on what the Bible tells you to focus on, which is good reports, good, you know, things that are praiseworthy. And why? Because it does not want to deviate you away from what you should be focusing on as far as what you want to be attracting versus what you do not want to attract. Hello, folks. Can you hear me? So if wisdom is speaking to you, and are you, let me put it this way. If quote-unquote wisdom you think is wisdom speaking to you saying, watch out for that car beside you. This is wisdom talking to you. Ooh, hold on. There's a drunk man over there. Watch out. They might throw a rock in your window. Ooh, do you think that's wisdom? Do you think wisdom would speak the opposite of what God tells us to focus on? And so wisdom would be another voice. It would be with sort of, in the Old Testament, it refers to a strange fire. So if you think, if you sort of line up with that. So wisdom wouldn't speak in a strange way. Wisdom wouldn't speak off track from what God tells you to focus on. Wisdom's going to flow down the channel of good praise reports, things that are praiseworthy. Wisdom's going to flow down from the good things that flow down from the Father of Lights. So wisdom is not going to go, ooh, they're drunk. Ooh, watch out for that person. Ooh, they're about to hit you. Wisdom's going to say, hey, slow down. Hey, go this route if you don't mind. You know, hey, you know what you should do? Just for some reason, I should just stop right here on the side of the road. Because it still keeps you maintaining. I want you to think it with me now for a moment. It still keeps you maintaining your creativeness in your mind. Wisdom will never lead you to fear. Wisdom will never lead you to, oh my God, look at them. Why? Because why on earth would wisdom want to put in your brain a fearful thought that is anti to the way God tells us to think? How many just got that? That's the part where you've got to begin to realize, is wisdom truly talking to you, or is that your fear talking to you? Because when you think, I got to use wisdom, and you think that's the voice of wisdom when you don't really even know the voice of wisdom, guess what you're doing? You're not talking to wisdom, you're talking to the fear in you, and the fear is telling you, watch out, look at these people, watch out. Hello, who am I talking to today? So fear doesn't come out of wisdom. Wisdom doesn't come out of fear. So what you've been listening to is your own fear factor. And that's why you still look and you say, gosh, why is it still happening to me? I thought I was listening to wisdom that I wouldn't get in a wreck, and somehow bad things are still happening to me. Because you cannot discern the voice of wisdom. The voice of wisdom never speaks out of fear or worry or doubt. Wisdom can only speak out of good things and good reports and praise reports. Are you with me? So people need to understand what you think you've been hearing has not been the voice of the Good Shepherd. What you think you've been hearing has not been the voice of wisdom. Because all that voice of the kingdom has to only align with that in which we were told to focus on. And that in which is flowing down from the Father of Lights. That in which my heart needs to be resonating with, which is the good things, good reports. So that's the voice of God. That's the voice of wisdom. It will never speak out of, watch this, be careful, fear, 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 fear. Oh, they're drunk, they're drunk, they're drunk. No. Wisdom speaks to you. It cries out for you to pay attention to what you should be doing. And that way you can bypass all these other things. Let me give you a great example. I remember an old song. How many of you guys remember the song by Amy Grant? Of course, I'm telling my age here. That's, you know, called, you know, Angels Watching Over Me. Old song. I think it was back in the 80s, you know. And it's like, you know, God is angels watching over me, every move I make. And it goes on at one point, and it says in the song, God reminded me this the other day. He reminded me of the fact where it says in the song, you know, a reckless car ran out of gas before it ran my way. And I want you to think about that. A reckless car ran out of gas before it ran my way. So if, let's say, for example, that's a reality, and let's say, for example, it's her. Let's say, so Amy's driving down the street for a moment. Gosh, I hope she's not hearing this. Well, she might be hearing this podcast. Who knows? I know her pretty well. So let's say, for example, she is driving in her car, okay, and she's going down the street, and all of a sudden, this car over here just runs out of gas, and yet she's not even paying attention to it. She doesn't even care. Why? Because her mind's focused on wisdom about what she should be doing. So what God does is Spirit goes before her and causes a car. If this is a reality, then Spirit would go before, have a car to run out of gas. Why? So it maintains you to still focus on the good things of wisdom. Not automatically to where you're having to, for wisdom to cry out to you to say, oh my gosh, this car ran out of gas. You know why? Because it was going to hit you. Oh my goodness, what should I do then? Should I slow down? Oh my, what if they don't run out of gas? See, wisdom doesn't speak that way. So many of you need to realign with the voice that's been speaking to you and face the reality that it's been fear talking to you, not wisdom. Because wisdom can only align with that in which God tells us the power to think. Come on, folks. Positivity. Creating things means we've got to focus and listen to wisdom that tells us, hey, keep it focused on the positive, keep focused on the wheel, keep focused on the destiny, keep focusing on the mark of the high call. I mean, think about it. Even the Scripture never says, you know, pressing towards the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. It never says pressing towards the mark, but be cautious, use wisdom, look all around you, and make sure nobody's hitting you, and make sure nobody's trying to, you know, throw this at you while you're trying to stay focused. See, it doesn't go to all the drama that you create. Come on. It doesn't go in the drama that most of us as humans create. It's just saying, hey, reach towards the prize of the high call. In other words, focus on what you're supposed to be focusing on, which is the good things of your destiny. Don't sidetrack things around you. That's not going to work for you. That's not what I want for you to do. And you notice it's so right on the money with everything that he tells us to do in the Bible, which is, you know, focus on the prize, the high call. Run the race. Fight the good fight of faith. Because there's always that positivity there of what to look for, what to run into. The righteous run into the high tower and find safety. So there's always this positive thing of stay focused. Look straight ahead. Don't deviate. Oh, but wisdom wants me to look around me, Jeremy. No, it doesn't. Actually, it doesn't. It really doesn't ask you. It never has said that in the Bible. No. Sorry, you're wrong. Wisdom doesn't ask that for you. Wisdom says, stay focused. I'll tell you when to slow down, deviate, make a flip, sit still, don't move, run hard. I mean, I'll tell you what to do because I'm focused on you. Because I can only align with that in which the Scripture talks about. And that's what wisdom says. So I wanted you to know this today. And that's one of the hindrances, think about that, to many people who don't understand the reality to create. Thoughts become things. What a man focuses on, he becomes. These are the realities. And this is why we have to pay attention and understand that if we did not create constantly, good or bad, if we didn't constantly create, then we would never give the commands to energy to constantly be in the flow motion of flow. Think about that, folks. You're a powerful being with the power of a creator in God, with the power to create, with the power to think, with the power to discern, with the power to use wisdom. And on the opposite, you're also a powerful co-creator and a creator to be able to bring fear, bring anxiety, bring drama. Because once again, everything around you in this universe is waiting on your command. Everything around you is waiting on your decree. The Bible even says, if you decree a thing, it shall be established in the earth. So everything's waiting on you as sons of God to begin to make your point, make your point, make your point, make your point. In other words, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? We'll wait on you. What are your commands? Either negative or positive, fear or faith, we're waiting on you. Because everything's energy, and energy has to flow by someone's command. Are you with me? That's the power of creating, folks. So I want to really thank you again for tuning in today to this podcast. And here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, I want you to begin to put in power to create package, those four words in the search engine. We've sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of this package. Put in power to create package. When you put in power to create package, press the search button. It'll pull it up four of my best-selling books, and along with the CD that's an instrumental meditative type of worship CD, instrumental. You would love it. These four books will tell you how to attract, create, manifest, how to think, how to change shift your life, because everybody needs to do this. And everyone who's got these books, their lives are changing. They're like, man, I'm starting to have control of my life through the Spirit of God, and man, I got stuff flowing to me now that's good things from God's will. And that's what you want. So put in power to create package, those four words, and order those books today. If you order the books today, I will be more than happy to begin to autograph them for you before my staff sends them out to you, okay? If you order the download ebooks, no problem at all. Then you can download all of them right then and there. Start on it today. But do that today. And thank you again for always tuning into our podcast every week, guys. And let me know, please, email the ministry, email customer service, let them know maybe certain subjects along these same veins that you'd like for me to discuss. I'll be glad to do that. You know, we're asking not to choose some off-the-wall subject. You know what I mean? Sort of align with something maybe the ministry is sort of conducive and flowing in anyway. I'd love to hear those comments, and we'll be glad to target those, and I'd be glad to speak on those subjects at any given time in my podcast. All right, so all of you have a blessed day today. Don't forget, go create the day you want to create through the will of God. You deserve that. Have a blessed day. Thanks.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.